Want to welcome you back here to our coaches preview show here on 1380 AM 95.1 FM KCIM. Tyler Bruner here, and we are joined by the head coach of the Audubon girls basketball team. It is Darren Miller. Coach, it's great to catch up with you before the season gets started and talk a little bit more about some Audubon basketball.
Yeah, another season is here. Time flies.
It really does. It's hard to believe that a winter season is already upon us here again, and a lot of exciting changes coming to the year, but just wanted to start it off by just asking you how the offseason's been treating you and kind of your thoughts on this upcoming season.
Well, we started practice yesterday, obviously, and our numbers are down this year. We only have 10 out. We lost, obviously we lost a lot from last year with Hermanson and Christensen and the other seniors that gave us a lot of points and roles. So we are kind of starting from scratch, but we have some kids coming back that, had a lot of experience playing varsity last year and intermixing those with some kids that don't have any experience. So it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to take some time for us to, develop as the year goes on. So it'll be some ups and downs, but we'll work hard as we go on.
Yeah, taking a look at last year's roster and just who you had, obviously kind of the two front runners on that senior group was Leah Hermans and JC Christensen. And now you mentioned it, a little bit of rebuilding here. So with the losses, were there any kind of freshmen coming in that you gained?
Our roster kind of consists of four seniors who, all played quite a bit last year in the varsity level. So they got some experience there. Then we have a one sophomore, then we have five freshmen. And so the freshmen are going to get, thrown into the fire right away because we're going to need them, just number-wise and substituting and whatnot. So there's some freshman girls, that actually have some good potential. But like I said, it's going to be their first year playing varsity, and they're going to get tested right away.
Talking about this team from last year, finished third in a very top-heavy Western Iowa Conference. Talk to me just about the conference coming into this year. I know you haven't seen anyone quite yet. Scrimmages haven't happened quite yet. But what's your sort of thoughts on the conference this year?
Well, Underwood and Trainer bring everybody back, and I think they're already rated in the top 10. I've seen some of the predictions, so they're going to be really good. I actually think Logan might be the better team of all those. They bring everybody back too. So those three teams will be very good. Avoca will be good too. They bring a lot of people back, and then other teams, Tri-Center obviously has a new coach, and they'll be a contender. And I think Riverside will be much improved. So we're going to have probably quite a few rough games here as we get going, and a lot of good games, a lot of good teams we're going to play throughout the season. So, our goal is to try to get better every game and get better every day in practice.
Of course, with 10 players, it's going to be rough just kind of subbing people in, trying to get everyone some experience. But talk more in depth just about the players you got. You talked about your seniors and the large freshman group. Who are some of the names we can expect to hear on the floor this season?
Well, the four seniors will be Audrey Jensen and Maddie Steckler, Riley Britton, and Sienna Albertson. Sienna, Audrey, and Maddie are all guards and, like I said, played quite a bit last year for us, so they got some good experience. And then Riley Britton will be a post for us. Didn't get a lot of varsity time last year, but we'll see a lot this year. Those four will be a key. Our sophomore is Alyssa Testro. She'll be a guard. She brings a lot of fire energy. And then our freshman that'll see a lot of time is Kate Spohr. She has played quite a bit of club ball, so she'll be a good asset for us. And then Harlow Miller brings some size. She's got a lot to do to develop-wise. The same with Anna Larson. Those two kids are kind of the same. They both have a lot of potential. You'll need a lot of just time and developing. And, hard thing is confidence with younger girls coming in and trying to develop that and, give them as much confidence as possible. And then their two freshmen are Briley, Evelyn, a new girl moved in. So those are the five freshmen that we'll probably see in a little bit of time.
The biggest thing, I guess, when it comes to this season, too, not only are they going to have to get freshmen on the floor and get them experience quickly, but you also kind of bring in the stresses of the shot clock era now. What's your kind of thoughts on Iowa adding the shot clock?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on it. I really don't think it's going to impact the game that much, in my opinion. I think it's going to impact like 4 or 5 possessions in a game. At the end of the quarter, you'll see teams, obviously they can't hold it for a minute now. We're not going to try to hold it for 35 seconds. Our goal is going to try to score right away, score as soon as we get the ball and kind of go from there. And obviously in close games, it'll make a difference, because then teams are going to have to only play defense for 35 seconds, which, then they can't stall it out at the end of the game. So that'll be where it's different, obviously. But I think overall, I don't know how much it's really going to impact the game.
Have you done some things, or have you given some girls some goals this off season to kind of get them ready? Because obviously with that comes some changes and just a different pacing of the game. So have you set them some goals throughout the summer and throughout the off season to get them ready?
We worked, did some summer league stuff here at Elkhorn over the summer. Numbers being low, we, a lot of times we only had five or six. A little bit, it's better than nothing. So we did some of that. And then, as far as the shot clock, there's really no – I mean, we'll have some plays to put in, like, at the end of the – if we're getting down to 5-10 seconds, we'll put in a play so we can run it. But as far as that, that's kind of what we've done.
We've talked, again, your numbers and the amount of freshmen you're going to have, so there's going to be a lot of growing pains early on and then through the middle of the season. But when you look at this team early on, what are some strengths and weaknesses you can pull out from this year's team?
Well, I think the big thing is for us, our weaknesses are obviously going to be we lose a really good point guard from Aaliyah. So our weakness probably from the get-go is going to be, finding that point guard, finding somebody who could bring the ball up. And maybe it's going to be a matter of a tandem, way of bringing it up, two or three people, helping each other get it up the court. That's going to be our big weakness. But other than that, I think, strength-wise, we bring, Maddie, Audrey, and Sarah are all pretty good shooters. So pretty, I think that's a good strength for us. I think, like I said, with Harlow, Miller, and Riley bringing some size, Harlow being 6'2", she's going to be able to, defensively, hopefully cause some problems down low. And I think, for us, we play a lot of man in the past. We're going to play a lot more zone this year just because, obviously numbers and trying to stay out of foul trouble. So I think defensively we have some good athletes that hopefully we can, could help. If you think about it, right, we only got to play defense now for 35 seconds. So that kind of helps us too. So, I think hopefully defensively we can do that. So.
Yeah, and one last thing that we'll kind of end on here, Coach. Season's going to be starting up here. Girls will start right before the Thanksgiving break. From what I can see, you guys got the pride scrimmage with Glenna Ralston coming up, so a good kind of test of skill early on. And from there, talk to me just about the breakdown of some of the matches you got coming up this season.
Yeah, so we have, we'll play we play a lot of non-conference games against the Rolling Valley Conference, so we'll play against Coon, Rapids, Arweva, Exira, Elkhorn, Campbellton, Cam. A lot of our non-conference games are against those opponents, which will be good. They'll be good teams. And obviously we'll go through the WIC. So, but yeah, those are kind of our non-conference games. And then that first, pride scrimmage game against Glidden will be a good one for us too.
Season's coming up here quicker and quicker every single day. We wish you good luck. We'll of course come you out throughout the season. And we'll hopefully talk to you here soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tyler.